Okay, so let's keep it goofy.
Exactly,
and
that's exactly what I have planned here today.
All right, well, let's
and I mean, the goofiest thing to just get us rolling is obviously
this music.
No, I mean, it would be your presence, right?
Yeah.
The
just a mad close up.
The variety of theories that exist.
Don't move too much,
love. Okay, the variety of theories that exist.
Uh-huh.
On what is going on with your presence?
Well, what's
like,
the
I mean,
truth?
There's so many wild conspiracies going around. You know, infighting. Beef between you and Will.
Right. Well, that's
Kovu getting in the mix, getting in the way. Work. Too much other work to do. Leaving the job completely.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
I got fired, turns out.
No, not fired. No, quitting.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're blaming it on me. Yeah,
I'm out. I'm out of here. You know what? I'm not remembering all of the...
There's many.
...different theories that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
But the beauty is we have you here now.
Yeah, I'm back.
Like, we were able to finesse it and wrangle it, and it did take persuasion. And we caught you on a day where you have a lot to say.
You caught me on a day where I'm actually busy.
No. Mo, you don't come back after this long and open up with, I'm really busy. You don't... You understand that you're just feeding the conspiracies at that point.
Can I interject really quick? How come every time we do a three-man shoot, the guest can never see Will? I've never been able to see
there,
Will.
Listen. There's a triangulation that goes on in this show, no matter what, right? Cameras, computers, it's inevitable.
Yeah, sorry, bud.
It's a problem. It needs to be solved.
What is this? Yeah, are you looking to Will for
some safety?
Sanctuary? No. No. He loves hiding out in his bunker over there, and
he has it
deflecting
exactly
the variety.
He's got shields everywhere.
Exactly. So anyway, I mean, we really listen. On a serious note, it would be impossible for us to proceed in this show. We have a lot of cool things to talk about, but it's impossible for us to proceed without hearing from you, without hearing from the man himself. What has kept you from the show for so long?
Oh my God, no! I think, Lou, we keep the mystery alive. We keep the mystery alive.
Oh, wow. You're actually not going to break your silence? I thought
what
that's what
silence?
I thought that we had agreed that you would put it to rest.
But what to rest?
The reason you've been gone for 6 months or whatever it is.
There's no one reason.
There's there's many reasons.
Yeah, wow. Well, let's let the audience dwell on it for a minute.
Guys, just so you know, you don't blame me for this, I thought we had a deal prior to filming. I thought there was a deal that was had, and then you guys were going to get the insight. But now you're going to have to keep writing your variety of theories. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and tell us in the comments where Mo has been for the last 6 months. What type of Indiana Jones type behavior he's been doing. Obviously, there's a new look as well.
Yeah, a little space look.
So... That's probably somehow connected to it.
All right. Let's see if we can read some funny stories.
Hey. I'm going to take it nice and slow today.
All right.
But aren't we happy that he's back? That's
yes.
That's what really matters, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you're saying it doesn't matter, the explanation?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Who cares?
You know what? I'm going to go with that.
This is moving forward, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with that. You're hitting us with some intense psychedelic something or other right now.
Really intense.
So we're just going to say that we're happy to have Mo back and stop asking questions because you're making him uncomfortable, all right?
Yeah.
Or keep asking questions because uncomfortable Mo is a fun Mo.
Sure.
It's good content.
Yeah. So do as you wish. But anyway, he's here today, so let's seize the moment. He obviously has been paying attention. You've been paying attention to the news.
I'm going to be honest, probably not. Not like you guys. I hear Will lets me know a few things now and then.
A little bit of Elon over here. Don't you remember the stock market?
Oh, no. I'm still involved there.
Still involved. Still big in the stock market. Is anybody tracking your private jet yet?
No. I heard he canceled that or blocked it or something.
See, that's what I'm saying. You're up to date.
Well, that's thanks to Will Do.
You're up to date. Yes. Is that where we're kicking? I guess we'll kick it off. There was a Twitter Spaces event that took place. Number of journalists in there, and Elon is on there. He says, "Listen to me. Any and all doxing applies to everybody." And I'm like, "Well, how are you gonna? This is a very difficult thing to govern, and enforce." Any and all doxing. And obviously there were people who were reposting links to more tracking on different sites. And he's saying, but like, it's my son. They followed around my son. And so he was suspending accounts left, right, and center. Not just Elon Jet, not just Sweeney's account, but also like Keith Olbermann and other journalist reporter types who were posting maybe not direct coordinates, but links to coordinates, links to stories that would describe how to get coordinates. Like all right. The other stuff is still live. Sweeney's Elon Jet Instagram account is still there. Facebook is still there. The website's still there. The Discord is still there.
Active?
Yeah. Are you kidding me? More active than usual.
Yeah. I would imagine. More active.
The hottest thing in the world right now, and Elon keeps trying to squash it, and it keeps growing. And then so he does a poll, and the first poll says, "Hey, should I bring back the people who doxed?" And the options, there were four options. It was like, bring them back in 7 days, bring them back now, tomorrow, or longer. And now ends up winning. So court of public opinion, even in your own follower base, court of public opinion. He responds with saying, "Sorry, too many options. Going to redo the poll." Why are you laughing?
It's kind of true. There are way too many options. Like, what's the difference between now and tomorrow?
So you think he was thinking if he didn't have tomorrow, maybe those votes would go. But what date? What direction would those votes go in? See, the problem is. Well, anyway, this is neither here nor there. I think anytime you do a poll and then you say, "I don't like my poll," it might mean you didn't like the results.
Sure.
I don't like my poll. I'm sure I've done it before. I don't like this poll. But it doesn't really matter because he redoes the poll with two options, and actually it becomes even more resoundingly now.
Yeah. I was just going to say, where do those tomorrow votes go? And I'm pretty sure they would.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. Anyway, regardless, the vote ends up the same way, now ends up winning. And this is an easy way for him to see what the general public thinks and feels about his policies and policing and so forth. But when Will came over and we were talking about it before the show, the part that strikes me is just how it feels like he is just, it's inevitable. I use the example of a substitute teacher. When a substitute teacher comes into class and everybody
is giving the wrong name.
Everybody's screwing around and and everybody is not listening. They're like, "Who the hell are you?"
No authority.
"Who the hell are you?"
Yeah.
It feels like Twitter's the classroom and Elon's the substitute teacher. He's like, "There's going to be rules in here today."
And he's trying to be the cool substitute teacher.
At the same time, he's like, he posts a funny meme, but then he's like, "There'll be absolutely none of this. Will not be tolerated." And what happens in the class when the substitute teacher says that? The kids do even more of it. Yeah. They sneak around and they do even more of it.
Yeah.
And they go, this is especially exciting because we're not supposed to do it.
Right.
Or we're being told by someone. We're being told by the richest person in the world not to do it. And obviously he's familiar with this idea, this Streisand effect. The more you try to suppress it, the more people try to uncover it. And I just got to hop in the Elon Jet Discord to see people just flying in there.
Saying what?
It's Elon Jet flying.
Oh. Okay.
They're still tracking the flights. Every flight, right? They got the one, it takes off from Hawthorne, it just lands in Brownsville right now. It's still real.
Is it live?
Real-time data.
Is it live data?
Like, yeah, it's real-time data.
Oh, wow. There's no buffer? There's no, like, 30-minute?
There's no 30-minute.
Damn.
Instant.
And he says, "I love Barbra Streisand." But anyway, the fact is, what I'm trying to get at is it's hard to be cool as a substitute teacher. It's nearly impossible.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you come in and just put a movie on and say, "Screw it, do whatever you want." And everyone's like, "Yeah, that teacher's really cool." But the minute you try to come with a rule, people look at you and say, "You've been here for 5 minutes."
Exactly.
It's like, hey, your authority.
Don't tell me about my rules. I know. No, and it doesn't matter, justified, not justified, no matter how many polls you do or whatever. It's just the space that you occupy. And it's just a different level of scrutiny than when you're running a Tesla or a SpaceX or whatever, mm-hmm. where it's you're not really intervening or policing people's behaviors. That's so different.
Nor are people really policing you.
I mean, the general public. I mean, yeah. Obviously your employees and stuff will be different.
Right.
You might be policing behaviors, human resources. I think you were talking about human resources okay. earlier. Well,
yeah. I was. We don't have one at this place.
We don't, but good thing we don't, because the thing you were proposing back there. Look, I can't even
there's
say.
No way you can go into this.
No, I'm not going into okay. it, but I'm just saying, like, people think they know Mo, and the propositions are outrageous. Right. Elon Musk kills Twitter audio feature after bizarre talk with journalists. Well, that's the other thing that Will told me.
What audio feature?
So they go into Twitter Spaces, it's a big chat group, essentially. Yeah. It's like Clubhouse, whatever. And address some of the concerns, have a bunch of journalists in there, including journalists who were part of the Twitter files, who were working with Twitter, invited into Twitter. Mm-hmm. And they have this chat, and Elon's telling everyone how it's going to be. And then the feature goes dead afterwards? Come on, Will, is this true?
Well, try Spaces right now. See if you can make one.
Well, you're saying it's dead completely. It's clear Musk would, go back to the sub headline, it's clear Musk would rather burn Twitter to the ground than hear people question the wisdom of his choices. Well, I mean.
Say these headlines disabled. Are so fun.
No, everybody's going for it, man. It's yeah. just a hot story. It's clicks. It's everything else. What do you want me to do, Will? You want me to go to Twitter and start a space?
Can you?
Well, let me do it. Let me see what I can do. I cannot. I don't think.
It's not even disabled, like grayed out or anything. It's just gone.
So what was the feature? You could just talk on it? Why is it an audio feature?
Well, because in Twitter Spaces, it works like Clubhouse, and people, you're having a meeting, essentially, with the ability to talk. A meeting or presentation.
Okay.
Any one of these individuals can be enabled by the host and can give their two cents.
Without like a Q&A or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, Q&A. Like I said, people were using it for presentations. Companies were using it to get feedback from their clients or whatever it might be. So, you know, I'm just realizing I don't even remember where this feature was. You know what I mean? Like in order to determine if it's still there or not.
Mm-hmm.
But like my options are obviously media. I got polls still. So how do you kill the feature completely? I'm sure plenty of people use it in a meaningful way.
Mm-hmm. It's just disabled right now. I don't think it's completely, like, banned.
Maybe they're working on it.
Okay, hang on. Natopolis started a Twitter Spaces chat after the ban on journalists, and at least three of the people who had been banned were able to join the conversation, including Matt Binder from Mashable, Drew Harwell from The Wash. Oh, okay, that's why it's down. Because banned accounts.
Yeah, it was a technical issue.
It's a technical thing. It's not like I'm taking my ball and going home. Well, it's a little bit of that, but it's because the people that had been banned all jumped into the space, including Sweeney from ElonJet. They're just in there because
suspended.
Yeah, a banned or suspended account can't tweet publicly, but can still join spaces and chat in spaces.
Yeah. So I think it might be just a technical issue that they need to fix. And then they'll probably enable that feature again. Probably without having the ability of suspended accounts joining.
Yeah, exactly. Right? So they
makes sense.
He's discovering all these little glitches and issues. Because that's insane. You have a banned account, but you're just chilling in spaces.
You're still using the platform.
You're not really banned at that point, are you? So I'm sure that plays a role in the feature being frozen at the moment. But it was an awkward conversation anyways, as you might expect. A lot of different opinions. I'm not sure that's the right forum for that type of conversation. And you have a bunch of people that have been banned that are in there. So
people from Mashable, Washington Post.
It's going to be kind of hostile. It might be hostile.
CNN.
They got a phone to pick.
Well, that's the other thing. The new competing social media app Mastodon, they got banned themselves.
Yeah.
Because they were tweeting saying, hey, you can ban accounts here, but those are available over on Mashable, including ones to track his jet. And he's like, well, that's doxing too, because you just tweeted a link.
Mm-hmm.
And so, boom, you're suspended as well. So now you got the competing platform who advertises on your platform inside the spaces, the whole thing's a little bit goofy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a bit much. I still don't understand why Elon wanted to do this, to be ahead of Twitter, be in charge of Twitter. This all seems like such a headache for him.
Yeah, and now there's a face of Twitter, you know?
That we get to, like, publicly judge every move he makes.
Exactly.
It's just...
Exactly.
Yeah, because Dorsey, and I was saying this to Will, Dorsey always had the ability to, like, play it off in that it was something democratic. He'd be like, well, our team, our policy team, looked over it. We had a vote. Mm-hmm. We decide whatever. And I mean, humans can still get upset with that and say, you call your shot, man. Stop hiding behind your team.
Yeah.
But when it's so obviously and such a huge influencer at the scale of Elon, it creates this massive target. And humans work really well in that path where mm-hmm. they just say, he's my problem.
Yeah.
Rooting for somebody in a movie or against somebody in a movie or a sports match or whatever. Mm-hmm. The binary aspect of that seems to result in a type of human behavior
hostile
over and over again.
Yeah. Well.
And it seems like it's still unfolding quite a lot.
My biggest interest is how this influences his other companies.
Yeah, me too.
Long term. Mm. If the court of public opinion changes their opinion mm-hmm. on Elon, I mean, he's already controversial, always has been controversial, but let's say it just keeps... Let's say it goes more that direction.
Right.
Do you ever get to a point where even if you have the best product in the world, people try to avoid it because you're just way too involved? You have other people from other corporations, often CEOs of corporations, decision makers of corporations, they kind of hide
they stay hidden,
their
yeah.
political opinions mm-hmm. and their point of view in order to protect that generic facade. That right. like, hey, anybody can do business. We love all of you.
Yeah.
We love you very much.
Please give us your money.
We just want to let you know that we appreciate your business.
I forgot your voices.
We just want to let you know that we greatly appreciate your business. Please let us know if there's anything we can do in the future to earn your business again.
And then Elon's like, vote on this.
No. Elon's like, anybody doing any of this, you're gone, you're booted. That's the end of it. Yeah. Kids are in the back of the class.
Whoa, is he on part 6 of the Twitter files?
Like, we had a teacher once that was like a substitute teacher.
Okay.
And then the kids thought, this is really easy to mess with her. All we got to do is pass some notes around and collaborate. And so you start passing the note around. You go, okay, you get up and go to pencil sharpener. Okay, you go now. Now you go. And then all of a sudden it's like, nobody's going to the pencil sharpener anymore. And guess what happens? Then guess what the next note says on it? At 11:46, every single person get up at the same time and go to the pencil sharpener.
Yeah. Let's create chaos.
You started a revolution.
No, like nobody... You cannot invite humans to combat. You can't do it. Yeah. You have to.
And you can't.
Especially kids who have already.
And I know I'm making comparison right now between like a
we
substitute.
Are kids. On Twitter?
Yes, my point.
That's what it is.
That's my point. It's not adults on there. Look at the way the interaction takes place. And there's no better judgment. Everyone's yelling and screaming all the time. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of noise.
Who's the
man.
Bigger kid?
There's a lot of noise over there. Just want to let you know we appreciate your business.
Is there anything else you want
to
cover?
Man, it's nice to have you on the show, Mo. Well done. You've done a hell of a job so far today. And don't you dare stop looking at your clock. You understand?
That's offensive. He's got to go.
Well, what are the people going to say? He finally came back. Now he checks his clock every 5 seconds.
Well, it's just the taste.
Easy.
Oh man.
Jeez, Will. Oh, I don't know.
Let's move on to the next story.
That's how it is. That's how it is. Let's move on to the next story. I see how it is. Okay. Don't worry. I got stuff going on my phone's a disaster, too. We can be disaster phone buddies.
Just constantly checking.
Dude, my thing is lit up right now.
So we have some Tesla news.
Tesla launches wildly overpriced solid-state drive for video games in Sentry mode. Launching a new solid-state hard drive to hold your games and your Sentry Mode videos, which you need. This stuff will fill up for sure.
You were telling me about this.
And it's for Steam, really, right?
Absolutely. When we talk about storage inside vehicles, we're talking about trunk space, but in this case, we're talking about digital storage space. Local storage is still going to be the fastest storage, obviously. So I don't know what's in the car by default. 100 gigs? No, wait. What did I say? More specifically, owners are going to need more storage to install video games, which can reach 100 gigs in size. Oh, yeah, obviously. And USB drives are not going to be as quick, I presume. Today, Tesla has launched a new Tesla-branded solid-state drive for its vehicles in the online shop. Oh, I should pick this up.
Yeah, that looks cool.
Except I'm guessing the price is staggering.
Yeah, it's quite a lot.
Speaking of other solid-state drives, they're ridiculously cheap compared to Tesla's. Tesla's asking $350 for 1 TB without anything special about it. However, it does fit nicely in Tesla's glove box. A good portable 1 TB drive costs $100. Yeah, well, I wouldn't be surprised if that's marked up. Can you show me the product page? I mean, and it's got like a special little case around it.
Mm-hmm. Also says Tesla.
USB-A to USB-C adapter. Oh, USB-A. I mean, how fast is this thing? How fast does it need to be?
That doesn't feel like Tesla.
That doesn't feel right to you?
No.
Store everything from arcade games to dash cam footage. It's coming out February 2023. Save all your vehicle data in one place. Automotive grade SSD. Does it have some? No, maybe it has
is
some.
Is it waterproof or
maybe
something?
It has some special attributes. I don't know.
Shock absorbent.
Extreme cabin temperatures, vehicle shocks and vibrations.
Oh.
Extended lifespan compared to similar storage devices. And read write speeds optimized for gaming. Come on, Mo. No?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Mo, come on, Mo.
The dash cam thing is a kind of a useful. To store
and
the
also
footage
Sentry mode, because it's always recording. So if you want to save the footage, it's even like better to have more storage.
Sentry was using too much of my battery, though.
Yeah, I was just gonna ask.
I don't know. I don't know what's up with that.
Oh, you don't use it?
I guess it depends how busy the area you're leaving the car.
Sure.
Definitely not in the studio. You best turn that off.
Yeah, because it would be pinged.
Set it as an office location, and then it won't do Sentry anymore.
Yeah.
But even once I set that up, I still was like, man, I wonder. I'd be curious to figure out exactly how much usage it is if you park your car in a busy parking lot and every time it has to fire up.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yeah, more storage here is good. The key thing here, I haven't got the update yet, so I don't even have the Steam on there yet,
mm-hmm.
and I'm gonna be keeping an eye on it. But
what are the sizes of games these days, Will?
Up to 100 gigs.
Yeah, like on average, maybe 50 gigabytes.
And this says how much space we'll have?
One terabyte.
Oh, 1 TB. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's a few games.
Oh, yeah, you got a few games.
Yeah, okay.
You're ready to go. Playing games in the car there. Tesla is on the verge of announcing a factory in Mexico, reportedly acquired land in Nuevo León, Mexico. And it's on the verge of announcing a plan to build a factory on it early this year. People crossing the border between Texas and Nuevo León were surprised to see not just the unusual marked lanes for cars and trucks, but also one marked Tesla. Now, obviously the advantage here, diversification, cost. What about a low-cost Tesla? I mean, I'm not speculating, but it looks like you are.
Maybe. It is kind of funny to see the word Tesla above them. Like, imagine if it said Ford.
Here?
Yeah.
That's where the Teslas go.
Bizarre.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there was talk for a long time, right? What was the Model 3 originally supposed to cost? $30,000, right?
Yeah.
Was that the target number?
30, 35, around there.
And you paid, what, 60? At Canadian,
yeah.
To be fair.
Sure.
And, but I don't
it
know.
Can
in
go
the,
lower.
In the U.S., did it even hit 30? The real key is when it hits $25,000.
That's so cheap.
And once you get the electric car, $25,000, then a lot of people are looking at it.
Yeah.
A lot more people.
Is there a EV that's 25?
Nissan right Leaf, maybe?
The Leaf.
Yeah.
I don't know. What, you want me to look into it?
How many factories does he have now? Because he's got one in China, one in Berlin.
Fremont.
How many does he have in the States?
Three?
27, eight.
Wait, three in total or three in the States?
I think three in total, right? Fremont, Berlin.
Oh, China.
China and yeah. Berlin.
Yeah.
And now maybe
Fremont,
Mexico.
Germany, Berlin. You guys are forgetting Austin.
Austin, yeah.
Austin, right.
Cybertruck.
So,
oh, right, wow. Yeah. The Giga.
He's expanding.
So guys, Nissan Leaf 27.8, the least expensive.
It's new, not a hybrid, right?
New EV on the market. No, 2023 is, that's your entry point. Now, it doesn't look like a Model 3.
No.
Mo, you don't have to go that far with it.
I mean, it's fine, but I'm not, you're not catching me in this.
What? You're screaming and yelling and shouting.
No, what's, I like, I like
that bad looking.
Come on, Lou.
Hey.
What about you, Will? Do you, how bad do you think the Nissan Leaf looks? The 2023.
If I really wanted a EV and I was cost efficient, yeah, I wouldn't mind.
Like, I mean,
maybe in black or something.
I got some trunk space in. I could probably put my hockey gear in.
No, only white, Will.
Oh, only white? Let me think about that.
Guys, I think you guys are just not seeing it here. I think she's a beauty.
No, this 45 angle is not appealing. The side profile looks kind of cool, though.
Oh, yeah, a little.
No, all the way. That's still not appealing to me.
How about there? Did you start to like it more on the side? I don't know what you're talking about.
No, no. Go up, Will. Go up. Go up.
Okay.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, it's a nice
profile.
That
doesn't look too bad.
And then Tesla Model 3 starting price, USD. Is what?
Oh, look at the gear shift.
35. Mm.
That's an interesting gear shift.
Yeah, they're EVs, man. They're always trying something new.
Yeah, well, they gotta.
But the problem is, here's the other problem. If I try to order a Model 3 base model.
Okay.
Actually, they're saying December. They're flying right now or what?
Hey, remember? They always tell you like the estimated time.
Do we just hit a soft spot here? Uh-oh.
But then once you put down the deposit, it might go up to like several months. That's what happened to me.
Will, you're screaming.
They entice you.
He's not screaming.
It's all because I didn't get FSD.
You're
the
screaming.
The 20K
right now.
FSD Canadian.
Oh my God, is it 20K
now? It's
20K
now, yeah.
But Will, I'm on the US site right now, and it's saying to me, estimated delivery December 2022 base model, $40,000.
Yeah.
No,
put 40. Down a What's deposit, the dude, that? And find out.
Let me go to a purchase price.
And it's also US.
Oh, that's with potential savings already applied.
Okay.
Purchase price USD $46,990. That's a big difference.
What's the range on that?
272 miles. It's, guys, I'm just saying, huh? I look, I liked, it's a nice car. Don't get me wrong. The Model 3, it's sick, but it's still a little bit pricey.
It is.
It's still a little bit pricey at the moment. And
it doesn't have footwell lights.
And so,
come on now.
You guys can hate on the Leaf, but you can buy one right now for 27.
Sure.
You can do it.
Yeah.
And don't even get me started on the Kia stuff going on and Hyundai.
Hey, what's going on there?
Well, they got electric options.
is there something really cool?
Well, they got options. I see them. I'm seeing them more and more on the street, right? The Ioniq.
Oh, dude. My friend just ordered the Ioniq 5.
Yeah. They're good looking, no?
I think Ryan's actually looking
at
the
Ioniq. The wait time is like 2 years.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Well, how about this? Huh? How about this?
What's that?
Wait, that's the hybrid. I need the fully electric.
Which one? EV6?
I didn't even know they were doing a hybrid version if you want to save some money. It's like 23 grand starts at. Ioniq 5 starts at 41,450.
Yeah. Beautiful car. Just long wait time.
41? That's cheap. Well, cheaper.
I know, but I'm saying you got to get like the original promise, like 30.
35, I think.
Yeah. But then you got inflation and everything going on. Mm-hmm. Well, you can attest to it.
Don't even.
Well, you can tell us what's going on. What's going
Say
on?
Inflation
your,
around.
What's going on with your investments? Go ahead.
Well, my plan's working great. You know, buy high, sell low. It's a fantastic market for that plan.
Right. So you're really.
This is not financial advice.
You're basically crushing it, is what you'd say.
Yeah.
You've effectively crushed your savings.
Yeah. Remember when Tesla was 1,000?
That was you.
Yeah, that was me.
You bought at the like highest of highs.
I bought at peak.
Well, I'm glad you can admit and laugh about it.
What are you going to do?
A little bit. But Tesla stock price, what is it right now? Well, you probably know this, but I'll look it up anyway.
They did
150.
A split, right?
150.
Oh, they split. Split, yeah.
So 300.
Yeah. But it's
300 of your 1,000.
It's gone down.
Yeah.
But that happens. You know, I bought at a very inflated price. There was a lot of hype around.
Yeah, you
it.
Couldn't resist the hype, could
I know.
You?
Yeah. It was too good. I mean, obviously, I evaluated the business and I think it's good. So I'm going to keep holding.
How long does this hold?
Well, as long as nothing changes in their business model or leadership.
What do you mean? This guy's over at Twitter now. And
I know, but the business is still running without him.
You sure about that?
Well, Will got his Tesla. Maybe late, but he got it.
Yeah, but you see people on Twitter, Mo, and they're saying, here's me canceling my Tesla order because I don't like what Elon said.
Sure, but that's a part of their business. It's like,
so you don't think that
if you don't buy the headphones of Apple.
So do you think that sentiment is growing or shrinking? Just the general positive sentiment around the brand since Elon buys Twitter. Are people more into Tesla or are they more skeptical of Tesla?
I think right now they're very skeptical, mm-hmm. and that is reflected on their stock price, right?
And you think that the Twitter purchase has something to do with that? Anything? There's macroeconomic things going on, but anything to do with it?
Yes.
Will?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah.
Well, when you're buying a stock, you're buying the business and you're putting your trust in the leadership of the business. Mm-hmm. If you're seeing that the leadership is distracted or, you know, playing with a new toy, then you're a little like, okay, well, then who's running that other business that I'm backing?
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. So that happens. But I think Elon, and remember back like maybe a year or 2 years ago, he was like, I got great people who work at Tesla. He was always talking about his employees.
Well, is it me or is Mo on absolute fire today? It's unbelievable what's going on over here.
No, he's doing great.
You talk about stocks, you get me interested.
He goes, let's see what I can do. Maybe I get on the show. And I said, man, what's the big deal? Like, you love this. You're flying when you sit over there. Oh, yeah. And he goes, no, I can't. I don't know what I'm going to do. And then he comes on and he gives us that right there. Look, he gives us the golden nugget.
I'm taking notes.
Yeah, he goes completely transparent, right, on his investments. But this is not financial advice, though, right?
Exactly. There we go. We got to nail that line.
Okay. I think the people are going to be really happy with what you just delivered right there. It's top-notch stuff going on. Anyway, yeah, so maybe factory in Mexico cut costs. Maybe they get that entry price lower.
We kind of missed this whole
maybe story. Maybe they build the model, what would it be, 1? Are they missing Model 1? Could they do that? Because they were talking about that in China as well, having a Chinese-only model.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like a Tesla-branded Chinese-only model?
Yes, that's correct. For the China market. Something smaller, even smaller.
Oh, okay, I see.
And cheaper.
Yeah, because it's the electric car market is so
makes sense.
There.
Like he's making the Cybertruck for essentially America.
I mean, they're finally doing business in India now too, right? So like even there, you're going to have to get something smaller and more cost effective. So we could see some. Mm-hmm.
This is a little fun one. We always talk about cyber campers.
Yeah.
And there's a video that goes with this one. Mm-hmm. And it's actually pretty well done.
Is this a new one or is this
this is a new one.
A follow-up. Okay.
It's called the Space Camper.
Space Camper, $24,000?
Yeah.
That's an old joke right there, Will.
But it's very comprehensive, this video.
Okay, okay, hit us with it. We see solar panels. We see a huge rack. Oh, I like the installation. But where do I get that metal frame to hold it up? Oh, it looks cool, too.
It should come with it, right?
That's actually a cool look. Like, if the Cybertruck just looked like that, almost like a van.
Oh.
So it folds up.
And the roof goes up.
So you still have the bed of the
so it has overlanding.
How much of this is manual work and how much of it is automatic?
It looks manual. It looks all manual to me. Which is fine. There's a lot of that going
25K.
On.
25K.
There's a lot of that going on with the overlanding. Oh.
So this is kind of cool.
Look at the stars.
That's kind of cool.
The bed does 1,000 different things.
Yeah, it converts into a table, a desk.
Oh, my God. A table on the roof of the van?
Yeah.
So you just moved this giant chair thing inside?
Uh-huh.
Ooh, look, movie night.
Okay, this is driving. Cool.
Oh, this is the vibe right that's here. The one you wanted.
So there's this double the beds, vibe. Right?
Because you're one. The van guy as well, right?
Yeah. This. Well, you're actually the van guy. You know that, right?
I use it 4 times, I think. So.
It's covered
and
in
never
snow
in
right
a
now.
Never in the van way.
No, I know you used it in like the weird sports way.
Yeah.
The tailgating way.
Because you are like van guy. You're like
I want to get smelly in there.
Camping like, yeah, in a van yeah. in a minus 20 mountaintop.
Like the YouTube video.
Exactly.
Cooking, sizzling, searing, you know.
Wait, does this come with a projector?
Damn right it does.
I don't think so, but there's one installed, I guess.
So that's half the price of the previous one they showed called the Cyberlander. So the Cyberlander was, I think it had like a bathroom. It was crazy. You stand up in it.
These getting a little out of hand. Like, we don't even have the truck yet.
I'm an investor.
Well. Okay, I remember Will showing us one that was like one to go on water. Like, it turned the truck into a boat.
Oh, shower, Mo. There's a shower there.
Okay.
It's outside.
Oh. And you get to build your... What's going on?
That's a pooper right there.
Just folds up.
Compost toilet.
In the middle of a desert.
Okay, so you give them some money today, and you're getting your product in what year?
Yeah, I don't know.
2028. Come on, Will.
Yeah, 2 years.
I think you're pretty close.
I say two years.
Wait, two
after the Cybertruck launches.
Yeah, so 2 years.
Begins delivery.
What are you talking about 2 years, though?
For this product, I would say.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Will.
What's he got in 2025?
2025.
Yeah.
All right.
Because when are we expecting the Cybertruck delivery? Do we know?
They say next year.
Like 2023?
Don't look at me with that stuff.
Yeah, I know.
I say next year, though.
Forever.
I'm heavy skeptical. But that'll be cool.
Yeah, maybe.
That'll be cool. Shows up.
So, yeah, it has like a bunch of features, but... I mean, it's cool. It's nice to dream.
So they think you can keep it in your garage on that stand or something and then easily take it on and off. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
That'll be a key because getting these things on and off is a disaster.
And but it looks so streamlined.
When I have trucks, I tend to have some sort of cover on them anyway, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
You're talking about the bed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this would do that, but those bed covers are $2,000. They're not $25,000.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you want to have a camper going with you everywhere you go. Check out winter and cold weather EV range loss data from 7,000. You're going to lose the range. You didn't drive your Model 3 at all, have you, in the cold?
Rarely.
Yeah. Why is that, Will?
I'm concerned about the loss.
I know, but you must be driving something else.
He's not going to let you move past it.
Oh, boy.
In fact, I kind of want to hear it.
Hey, we should
tell
that story, eh? But maybe not now. Maybe next week or something.
They don't know?
No, we haven't talked about it.
What?
What's with the two of you in cliffhangers? He starts the show with like, I'll save it for another day. And then midway through the show.
No, I'm surprised you haven't berated him about this.
Why did you tempt me?
Why did I tempt you?
Yeah. What is this?
I tried a number of times. Every time I tried, he persisted with this, like, later. I'll do it later. Like,
well, also, I wanted to wait for Mo.
Oh, okay.
Because we got to do this next episode as well.
Right. We got to do this in the next episode, then.
You're going on the next episode.
Well, if it's for this news, yeah. Well,
exactly, yeah.
You give him an inch, he takes a mile. So two minutes ago, I really can't do it. I really can't go on. I mean, I'm really stuck for time. I mean, I really shouldn't be sitting there and nothing. Well, the next episode when I'm back.
Just invites himself.
We'll get into the hard hitting.
Oh, man.
No, we'll do a tell-all.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Hey, whatever you guys want. All right. So, yeah, your range goes down a lot. Maybe even in half in some circumstances. Depending
50%?
Maybe.
Oh, my God. That's not an inconvenience. That's a huge problem.
It's just a part of it. It's something to get used to.
So, like, if you have, let's say, 100 kilometers.
Okay, not some of them are... Oh, did any of them reach half? I see minus 30% for the Mustang Mach-E, 19, 30 for the VW ID4, Tesla Model S. Apparently, mine is only down 20% range. There's the Model S. So that's a P100D. I don't know if mine is affected more. Model 3 is similar at a 17% decline. The Leaf, 21%. Somehow, the Jaguar I-Pace... -3 only. I don't know how they achieved such.
So that's the best performer. The worst performer is the Chevy Bolt.
And
at 32%.
The other thing is they don't have the Taycan in there. But they they do have the e-tron, which is a lot like the Taycan, and that's only 8%. So is it like, is it how much these batteries are insulated or heated? Do they have heat blankets around them? Or
that makes sense.
Something like this?
But aren't a lot of these, the battery just at the bottom, like exposed? Not fully exposed, but
the
like
battery's going to be at the bottom for pretty much, any of these electric vehicles.
So there's only so much you can do to insulate it.
Here we go. Winter range loss occurs for a few reasons. Chemical and physical reactions in the battery occur more slowly in cold temperatures. This reduces the EV's power. Cold temperatures inhibit chemical reactions and act as resistance that slows down the physical process. So when you start talking about those vans, you have the lithium systems. They have to be wrapped in an electric blanket. They have like an actual heated device that goes around them for winter months.
It's a heated device?
It's an actual, like a heat wrap, heat blanket that's powered.
So it's not stopping it from getting cold. It's actually heating it up.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I'm talking about in the van life
scenario.
No, I don't know what the implementation is for these different vehicles and how they insulate it.
Mm-hmm. And they have their own proprietary software to kind of maintain and optimize temperature.
And the other thing to mention is some of these cars start out with a lot more range to begin with, right?
Sure.
And I know they did it in percentages, but like if you look at...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You look at like a Hyundai Kona, look at that thing, 275 miles of range. So the 19% dip for you there takes you to like 225 or whatever, a little higher than that. If you're already starting somewhat low, then the range decrease can hurt you more.
Right.
Like there, like the VW e-Golf. 36 kilowatt, and that thing you take a 23% hit, and you were only having 150 miles to begin with. Now you're
really feeling that range.
You're struggling on the commute a little bit. So that's a cool way to go. Well, that's a nice graph.
Yeah, well done. You guys would like it.
Yeah, well done on that. I think this is gonna have to be the last one, Mo. I'm gonna pull the plug on your behalf. I'm gonna pull the plug on your behalf. This is we've had a very EV related episode, which is good and fine. Because a lot of stuff happening there. This is the Lucid Air Sapphire beating the Tesla Plaid Bugatti Chiron in a quarter mile drag race. And they put together a beautiful video at Hagerty. There's an amazing moment here. And I don't want to give away the whole video. I mean, obviously it says in the headline who won. I don't know if it's a world record or something. This Sapphire vehicle just like smashed. This thing is...
What's the Sapphire?
Is that Lucid?
Lucid just came out with it. It's like this very high-performance version of what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 1,200 horsepower. Otherwise, it's basically the same. Tons of traction and, 5,400 pounds. It's a four-door car. I mean, it's like the Model S. It's competitive with the Model S.
I'm not really familiar with Lucid. Can you buy this? Can you buy that right now?
Yeah. You can order it.
There...
You can order
the Sapphire?
Yeah, you can order it. It costs you $1 billion. Well, not a billion, but...
Sure, it's very expensive. This is a performance model.
Go forward. Play a little bit once they start. After they start, a little bit further forward. Yeah, play from there.
Look at the chapters on this
play. Just hit play now. Okay, they go. And...
Seems like the Model S is winning.
No, this is the real one here. Now...
Oh, wow. Tesla seems to be falling behind here.
Yeah, but it only goes to that line, to where those pylons were. You're just doing a quarter mile.
Got it.
So obviously the Bugatti's going to catch them if you get enough runway. Uh-huh. Okay, it keeps going, right? Yeah. But what's really cool here is they kind of like freeze the results. It's just the way that they execute it. I really want you to go watch it, and that's why I'm not trying to show the video here.
Yeah.
But they freeze it right at the end, and you're able to see... They like went back from... I'm of course thinking about the production. They went back, they did the race, then they went back, aligned the cars in the exact locations they were in when the first car crossed, and then they cut that in.
Oh my god!
As a freeze, and the guy just walks out
like a reenactment.
Maybe he's just got to play the clip. Maybe he can play that portion. But the thing is, he's scrubbing around here. He doesn't know what the hell's going on. And,
like
maybe you can tell him where.
Is it
here? I didn't watch this, so I'm not
sure.
It is really beautifully shot.
They got the golden hour going on there.
Yeah. And look at this.
Yeah, like it's like the Matrix. Like they slowed down different segments and.
Whoa.
But it's the coolest. It's earlier. It's earlier in the video. And he should be standing beside the Lucid.
Oh, here?
No, go even earlier. Yeah, somewhere around here. Anyway, he emerges and the cars are in their exact location. Yeah, I guess they are right there. And you can just see how slim these gaps are. Like the fringe of engineering that we're on here to try to improve things ever so slightly. So it got off the line. Yeah, see how they're moving slowly, but he's standing there? Those are composited. Like, it's two frames. See that? He obviously wasn't standing there.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of little Easter eggs like that in the video that if you appreciate video production, you go watch it. You can see all the work that went into a simple drag race.
Mm. Well, I'm definitely going to watch this.
Yeah, and it's not long. I mean, it's 10 minutes, so go check it out. But anyway, this 1,200 horsepower Air Sapphire is the new champ and just absolutely smashing. 0 to 60 in like 2 seconds, just over 2 seconds. And it did the quarter mile in 9.1 seconds.
Wow.
And I will tell you the price of it right now because it's going to get a lot of hits today because of this video going out. All of a sudden, everybody's going to be like, how do I buy Sapphire in Canadian dollars, $327,500. And in order to reserve one, they will want a cool $32,500 now.
Now.
Wow.
Just get your spot in line.
And you want to know how you secure $32,000? You go hook up with Haggerty and you slow the frames down and you make it Matrix mode. And everybody's like, damn, I want one of those.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. But it's like, it's a fraction of a difference. I mean, in reality, but it's the stuff that pushes things, will push the industry, you know? Elon's got to watch that now, and maybe he might have to put his Twitter keyboard down, head back to Fremont or wherever it might be, and say, or maybe he's going to go straight to the Autobahn and figure this one out. Mm. Nürburgring, something like that. Thank you very much to everybody joining us here today. Thank you very much to Mo for coming back on the show, to Will for giving us yet another cliffhanger, which we've come to expect at this point in time. He's been dragging this car thing on now.
I can't believe
like it's a piece of
it.
Like it's a piece of his identity that's going to go and be gone forever once he finally speaks on it.
We'll figure it out in the next
episode, we're going to find out all about it. And Mo is also going to give us a comprehensive breakdown of what kept him away for the last 6 months. Don't miss it. Next time on Lou Later. Thank you very much. Later, everybody.
Oh. All right, I actually got a jet. Dang.